Welcome to Charlie's Toolbox, the only podcast that teaches you how to be the main character in your life. Here, you can find all the tools and skills you need to decenter men, center yourself, and feel good about your life. Here's your host, researcher, observer, and marketer, Charlie Taylor.
Hello, hello, hello there. Hi, Toolies. Welcome to this week's episode of Charlie's Toolbox. This week, we are discussing emotional intelligence, a life skill that has taken me a bit of time to develop. This skill is a superpower, especially when you are structurally impacted like women of color and trans people. People run the world. And when you learn about people, you can strategically place yourself where opportunities appear and align yourself with people who can push you in the right direction. But before we get started on this episode of Emotional Intelligence in the Career, please like, subscribe, and follow my podcast and social media at Charlie's Toolbox. And it's at Charlie's Toolbox, Toolbox. If you have not signed up for the newsletter, please do. It's at charliestoolbox.com. We are in week 3 of my 6-week happiness challenge. And if you would like to look at previous challenges, please go on my website at charliestoolbox.com. When I first entered the workforce, I had yet to learn about emotional intelligence and how much it impacts your life. I would have these moments of conflict with my coworkers, with my managers, and I just didn't have any tools or skills to resolve these issues. I wasn't taught that. So I used what my parents taught me. And they were strong people, they were headstrong people, and unfortunately, they taught me how to bulldoze over others, which is helpful and appropriate in different circumstances, but not always appropriate at work. I would ignore people, I would do what I want, and as a result, I was perceived as combative because I was relentlessly trying to prove my point, number one. And I always asked the question, why I couldn't? Why can't I? I always wanted to take up space and I always wanted to ask the question of why can't I do this? And as a result, I would always be blindsided by my coworkers around their behavior because I didn't have the emotional intelligence to read the room or I didn't really understand how I was perceived. So I want to share this with you because I know how hard it is to move through life without a skill you need to succeed. And I learned some hard lessons because of this, which I am very grateful for because it pushed me to the next level. But I hope you don't have to. So I'm just going to share some of the things that I've learned along my career trajectory, and I hope this helps you. But before we get started with emotional intelligence, let's talk about my workout and what helped me today. Magic Mind Focus Energy Drink is now a part of my routine. It has my favorite ingredient, lion's mane. This ingredient significantly impacted my morning routine, and everyone has noticed the difference in my life. I am more precise at work. I am happier throughout my day. It also boosts my energy and helps me with my hobbies after work because that is something that I've been spending a lot of time on. It's just finding fun and joy after work, and you need energy to do that. So if you need a boost or to focus, visit magicmind.com/toolbox and use toolbox20 to get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off a one-time purchase. That's toolbox20 for 56% off. And please remember that this code also works for existing subscribers on their subsequent payments. So let's get started. According to helpguide.org, a resource for mental health practitioners, emotional intelligence is defined by 4 attributes, and that's social awareness, self-management, self-awareness, and relationship management. Understanding the customs and etiquette before entering a new environment is essential, and this is called social awareness, and it is required when you're cultivating emotional intelligence. When you observe your environment, you are trying to learn the established cultural norms because it will inform people's behavior. For example, I worked at a highly dysfunctional organization The way it was organized was, I thought it was a mistake, and I would take action to instill organizational effectiveness. And though my coworkers appreciated it, my executives perceived me negatively because it went against their dysfunctional company culture, which I realized was created purposely. So had I been socially aware, I'd realize that this is the company culture, and people who succeed put their heads down and they're quiet about this dysfunction, and they do not make any issues about how this impacts their productivity. That understanding that could have pushed me up the corporate ladder, or if I understood that, I would take myself out of that environment because I don't thrive well in dysfunctional environments. So when you are thinking about, you know, your environment, being socially aware, here are some questions or things that you can think about and ask yourself. Who knows the environment and can be my mentor? How are things communicated? Is it over the phone, email, text? Who's in power? What are they looking for in terms of a coworker? How do you communicate your success? Is there a chain of command? Who is in this environment is successful at communicating their ideas and it is being received by executive management? How can you model your communication style like this? Or do you just need to find another environment that supports your style of communicating and functioning? So think about these questions when you are trying to figure out your environment. Healing impacts you in many ways, and self-management is one way it shows up. Self-management, which is a part of emotional intelligence, requires that you clear the lens through which you see and interpret the world. For example, if you have a chip on your shoulder, you will interpret innocuous actions as malicious and react to the stories you created in your head instead of what's actually happening around you. Or you might have outbursts of emotions because you don't know how to manage them. If these are your responses to life, then this is a sign that you must develop a stronger relationship with yourself. And that is the fun part. That is the fun part about this exercise, about this episode. I personally treated myself like a newborn baby when I learned to manage myself. Whenever I cried, there was something I needed. Whenever something bothered me, I wrote it down and took time to feel it and soothe myself. So learn how to give that to yourself. Learn how to treat yourself as a newborn baby. Understand that anything that you react to is something that you need to investigate. It's something that you need to address and find a solution so that you can get back to your equilibrium. According to helpguide.org, relationship management is another part of emotional intelligence. It is when you can maintain good relationships, communicate clearly, inspire and influence others, work well in a team, and manage conflict. I believe that relationship management is often self-management. It is managing your emotions and being curious about others. Usually, when you are absorbed in yourself, you take up so much of your brain that you forget to be curious about others. You miss opportunities to bond, connect, and be vulnerable with others. And knowledge, understanding people, understanding the person who you're working with is required to develop and manage a relationship. So a small step to help you with relationship management is to notice when your thoughts turn inward and ask yourself, what can I learn about this environment or these people? This change from using your mind to hurt yourself, to be focused on yourself, to be self-absorbed, can be used in another way. You can turn it to be curious. You can understand the people around you, and that change makes a substantial impact. It helps you maintain relationships because you understand who you're talking to. It gives you yourself more grace by stopping yourself from self-criticizing you. And instead of focusing on you, you learn about others. You gain new knowledge. So this is just a small strategy to self-management and to understanding others. Another part of relationship management is reading the situation and the people. People can change their value systems based on the situation. For example, if someone in power threatens their livelihood, people will go against their value systems to keep their jobs. Or if someone wants to get the heat off themselves, there are desperate things folks will do. So understanding the context is a part of relationship management because it often influences behavior that may or may not be the norm. Finally, self-awareness is the last piece of emotional intelligence. It is one of the most complex parts of emotional intelligence because everything in life is subjective. So if everything is subjective, how can you be sure of yourself? Be sure that you know yourself. Furthermore, how can you be aware of your strengths and weaknesses when you've been impacted by parents whose trauma impacted the way you saw yourself? And these are questions I work out through journaling, therapy, meditation, and sometimes drugs. But there are small steps that you can take that have a significant impact. The first is to allow your emotions to exist genuinely without filtering, questioning, or observe, without having any opinion about it. Just observe and let them be. No matter your feelings, they aren't wrong. You aren't bad. The only thing you should ask yourself about your emotions is what are your feelings communicating? What do you need? It may take some time to understand this, and that is okay. You may not come up with an answer that day, but it will get you in the habit of checking in and understanding yourself. The more you do this, the more you can identify and act on your emotions and needs. The more you will be able to assess yourself accurately. You also don't have to do this alone. You can bring mentorship or people you respect into the conversation for feedback. Of course, you don't want to rely on others to assess yourself, but when you don't always have clarity, you can ask for feedback from someone you respect and trust. And that feedback should help you fine-tune your tool of listening to yourself and accepting your feelings for what they are. You need to remember one thing about emotional intelligence. It is a practice. It is something you continue to improve as you interact with people. It requires people to go out, to be patient, to not take things so personally, to listen, to understand people, to love people, and self-reflect. So use this episode as a reminder of what it takes to develop emotional intelligence. It takes practice. And you won't always get it right the first time, but over time you will develop that skill and that muscle will get stronger. So on that note, you all take care. Bye-bye.
For show notes, be sure to check out charliestoolbox.com. Follow Charlie on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Charlie's Toolbox. Thanks again for listening to Charlie's Toolbox.